From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. In U.S. politics, Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton continued her bus tour in western Pennsylvania Saturday, seeking support from working-class voters and promising to reject bad trade deals. Speaking in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Clinton said she would raise wages and promised to protect American workers.
And we're going to say no to unfair trade deals. We're going to stand up to China. We're going to support our steel workers, our auto workers, our homegrown manufacturers. I feel strongly about this, and I need your help. I need your ideas about how we're going to do this.
Clinton has also said she's opposed to append spending Asia trade deal negotiated by President Obama, Trans-Pacific Partnership, because it does not do enough, she says, to protect U.S. workers. Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine are touring the so-called Rust Belt areas in Pennsylvania and Ohio, considered key states in November's election. U.S. Republican Party nominee Donald Trump criticized Muslim lawyer Khizr Khan. He's the father of an American soldier killed in Iraq who gave a well-received speech at the Democratic National Convention for saying that Trump had sacrificed nothing and no one. In an interview with ABC Television, Trump said that he has made a lot of sacrifices, including working very hard, he says, creating jobs and building structures to help his country. Khan's son, a captain in the U.S. Army, was killed by a suicide bomber in 2004. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's Federal Security Service, the FSB, said that the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations, government agencies, and defense contractors have been infected with malware designed by cyber espionage. FSB said in a statement on its website that the virus and the way the networks were infected bears similar characteristics to the software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks, but the announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. Democratic National Committee and the fundraising committee for Democratic Party candidates for the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the hacks of the Democratic Party organizations. Officials in the U.S. state of Texas say at least 16 people have died in a crash of a hot air balloon. Spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said that balloon apparently hit power lines and caught fire during flight and crashed into a pasture, killing all on board. Eric Grossoff of the National Transportation Safety Board confirmed that the crash resulted in a significant loss of life. He also said that there would be a significant investigation into the tragedy involving local, state, and federal authorities, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We've asked the FBI's evidence response team out of San Antonio to come and assist us with scene documentation. This is a normal practice for the NTSB in events that are classified as major accidents, and that's what this case is.
The crash took place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of the city of Austin, the state capital in Texas. Syrian state media reports dozens of families have started leaving besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who want to leave. State TV showed dozens of women and children arriving at the Saladin neighborhood. State news agency said civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held neighborhoods of the city, saying that state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of the Polish city of Krakow to celebrate World Youth Day in the company of Pope Francis. An emotional speech, a 26-year-old Syrian student spoke to hundreds of thousands of Catholics.
That's the latest world news from VOA.